Devarim Shachim Lamed Aleph on the base on the bottom of the daf quotes a famous din from the Mishnah. It's based on the pasuk in Chumash that a zar is not permitted to eat truma and non kohen, and a zar shochal truma the shogeg has to give keren b'chaynish. So the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference. Echad ha'oichel, echad ha'shoyse, echad ha'soch. Doesn't matter whether he eats cookies that are made from truma, he drinks wine that's truma dika wine, or he takes shemesh shel truma and he shmears it on his body. In all cases, he has to give keren b'chaynish, and it doesn't make a difference whether the truma is truma tameya or truma tahara. In all cases, the din requires that he has to pay keren b'chaynish. So this is a famous din. Rashi says that echad asoch is based on the principle that tzicha kishtiya, and the Gemara learns it out from Pesukim. Rashi says that in Yuma, the last parak in Yuma, the Gemara learns out tzicha kishtiya. So there is a famous Tosfos in Nida Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph where Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that he thinks that tzicha kishtiya is only a din the Rabban. The Gemara has it in two places. The Gemara says on Yom Kippur you're not permitted to eat. You're not permitted one, another one of the chamishi inuyim is sicha, chilishti is sicha, and so on. And the Gemara says sicha is also Yom Kippur because sicha is kishti. The Gemara has it been again to zar she'ochal truma. So not only shaisa truma, oichal truma, sicha kishti, the din applies that he has to pay karmach chamish. What about other cases? Would you say sicha kishti in other areas of halacha? So that's machleg zabina tam holds a sicha kishti. There's only a chumer midirabbanon, and the number one. Number two, he thinks that it only applies to shemen, it doesn't apply to chelev. And number three, he holds that they only made the chumer midirabbanon in these two cases. It doesn't apply in any other case. So the Moshul in Hilchus Shabbos, the Ramo writes that you're not allowed to use a bar of soap on Shabbos because it's memachek. Because when you use a bar of soap, every time you use it, it gets a 16th of an inch disappears, and you're making a new smooth surface by removing part of it. Usually memachik is if I have a piece of wood that's rough and I sandpaper it down, so I remove the particles and I make a smooth surface, that's called, I take a rough surface, I make a smooth surface, that's called memachik. What if I have a smooth surface and I make a new smooth surface? So that's a chiddush in the Ramah. I have a bar of soap, it's smooth surface, and every time I use the bar of soap, another 16th of an inch disappears until the whole thing disappears. After 100 uses or whatever, the whole bar of soap disappears. So the Ramah writes a chiddush that that's memachik. Those who disagreed, I was told that they were Rabbanim and Yom Held, you are allowed to use a bar of soap against the Ramah because it already is a smooth surface. But the Ramah says like that. So then the Ramah says, on Shabbos you're not allowed to use a bar of soap, but on the weekdays you're permitted. There's no malacha, the malacha is amuta on the weekdays. But and he says even if the bar of soap has chelev in it, it's also muta to use it on the weekdays because sicha kishtia doesn't apply number one to shari surim chelev, and number two it's not the form of shemen. That's all this Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that sicha kishtia is on number one only with the Rabbanon, he says. And number two, they were only guys with the Rabbanon in these two instances that is spelled out explicitly in the Gemara, namely by Truma, and by Truma Lazar and by Yom Kippurim. And number three, it only applies to Shemen, it doesn't apply to a solid. And the only guy in there is Machmen, Mishnah Berurah quotes, the only guy is Machmen, that you shouldn't use a bar of soap in the weekdays. If it's made from Chelev, the expensive bars of soap have Chelev in it. So the only guy holds that there's room to be Machmer. That even though it's solid and even though it's shari surim, it's chelev, it's not Yom Kippur, it's not truma, you should still say sicha kishti. One of the arguments of the Rabbeinu Tam, he has a few arguments. What convinces him to believe that sicha kishti is only the Rabbanon, that it's only an asmachta. So one of the arguments is interesting. Is it really correct? He says, how can it be you have chamisha yinuim that are prohibited on Yom Kippur? Let's imagine that all five are deraisa from the Rambam, it sounds. The Morgan Avram quotes a Bach who says that we read the Rambam Hilchus the Dinam of Yom Kippur. It sounds from the Rambam that all the Chamisha Noim are deraisa, not like Tosfos, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Gemara, there's a Gemara in the Dorm where the Gemara says that there's only Koris and Achilu Shtiyah. There's no Koris on Nilus Asandol Tashma Shamito and Mechitza Sicha. So the Rabbeinu Tam argues, how is that possible? You have one Iser, you have one Din Chamisha Yinuim Nisim Asnaf Shesechem. Half of it has chorus, half of it doesn't have chorus. The achreach must be that all the other inuim are only with the rabbanon. Not only sich kishtiyah is only an asmachta. He thinks that tashmish amito and nilas asandol and mechitza sicha, everything outside of achilishtiyah is the rabbanon. Because it cannot be, in one place, Taisa Adyag, it cannot be that you have one din of Chamisha Inui, and part of it has cars, part of it doesn't have cars. So the question, is that really such a convincing argument? The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Vav in Hilchas Macholos Hasuris gives you all the dinim of Dam. He says, Dam is one pasuk, and the minyan of mitzvahs, and mitzvahs loises and kuf peidalet, he only quotes one loises and not the Dam. And then he, in the beginning of Perek Vav in Hilchas Macholos Hasuris, he says, some Dam, you're going to have kares, and other Dam, there isn't going to be kares. Let's say the Dam, when we get a piece of meat from the butcher, and if you didn't salt it, the Dam that comes out from the Dam Oivorim, the Dam in the capillaries, that the Rambam says there's no kares. By us, we cook the meat. So after you cook the meat, so there are more paskins that dam shebishlo is the rabbanon anyway. Mechaber is a shayla what the mechaber holds, but the dam shebishlo is the raisa the rabbanon. So sugi neimar menochas a shayla had a pask. So anyway, it's going to be the rabbanon. But let's say if you take the blood and you didn't cook it, you take a piece of meat and you squeeze out all the blood from the capillaries, so that there's no kares on that. Only dam shanushama yotzebo and dam aleiv. Certain dam there's kares and certain dam is an isa the raisa, but there's no kares. So the Rambam doesn't find it so inconceivable to have one pasuk, one mitzvah of dam, and part of it has kares, part of it doesn't have kares. So the Rambam writes all the chamisha inuim aderaisa, one pasuk v'nismas nafshik secher, and part of it has kares, part of it does not have kares. The Gemara in the Dharm, the end of the Dharm says there's only kares on achida shtiyah, the others there's no kares. It's not such a strong hecher, but that's what the Rabbeinu Tam holds. The sichik shtiyah is only the Rabban. So the whole din is only the Rabbanan over here. Yeah. You look in the Rambam, there is a problem. Rav Elbala Soloveitchik points out the Rambam has a din, and Orel is not permitted to eat truma, Perika Orel, and Yavam, Orel is not allowed to eat truma. A Tomei, a Kohen Tomei is not permitted to eat truma, and a Zar is not permitted to eat truma. There's a lav for each one, there's a lav, and you get Malkus. So when the Rambam formulates the lav, he says you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, and he never says, and a Zar who eats or drinks is like it. And an Oral who eats or drinks is like, and a Tommy who eats or drinks is like. He never says Soch. When he's listing off the Yisurim, never says Soch. He only has Soch later in Hilchas Trumas, that if a Zar did B'Shoigeg, he quotes the Mishnah, Echad O'Echob, Echad O'Shoisev, Echad O'Soch. And he quotes the Drosha that the Rabbein and Tam said was an Asmachta. And the Rambam quotes the Drosha like a Drosha Gemurah Deraisa. He doesn't mind that it's only an Asmachta of the Rabban. So if he holds, the Rambam seems to hold that it's a Drosha Gemurah Deraisa, that Sicha Kishtiya, so why didn't he write it when he's formulating the prohibitions? When he says there's an Issa for a Zar to eat Truma, and another Perek he writes an Issa for an Oral to eat Truma, another Perek he writes an Issa for a Tommy, he should have said, Oichel Shoisa Asoch by the Issa. So that's what Rav Elbala Soloveitchik writes. He thinks, based on the Yerushalmi, he quotes the Yerushalmi, he thinks that Sicha Kishtiya has only been geared to the Nitan Le Mitzvasoi. Is the lav in the chumash for the zar she'ochal truma? So the iser applies shtiya bechalal achila. So zar she'ochal oshasa, iser for the tomei tichum, the iser for the oral. All three isurim have to do with achila. So shtiya is bechalal achila. Whenever you have a din in the Torah, that's a sugin chulin dav kufchav. The shtiya bechalal achila when you have a din in the chumash. But sicha is not bechalal achila. So when you're going to say sicha kishtiya, sicha kishtiya, so you're even the lav because Shtiyas bechlal achila. So that's what the Rambam follows the Yerushalmi. You don't say sicha kishtiya that you're over on the lav. And nonetheless, even though the Zar is not over on the lav, if it'll be soch b'shemesh al truma, he will be chayv kerem mechaymish. Why? Because the Rambam writes Mishnayis. The Rambam is quoting over the Mishnayis that the truma is supposed to be nitan lemitzvasai. Whatever is normal, the three kinds of truma. Sometimes, let's say, they give the kohen wine of truma. So the wine, the normal use of wine is you drink it. The kohen is going to decide to take a bath with the wine. He's mevatel the mitzvah of hishtamshes the truma. Or they're going to give him shemen zayis, which is normally used for sticha purposes. He's going to use the shemen zayis to drink it. So that's not normal to drink the shemen zayis. So the kohen will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of there's a mitzvah to use the truma properly. The Rambam writes the last halacha in Hilchas Trumas. He writes that the kohen who eats the truma recites a bracha shekadoshan b'kedushas shalar v'tzivano al achilas truma, whatever he says a bracha before. So whatever is aimed l'achila he should eat. Whatever is aimed l'shtiyah he should drink. Whatever is aimed l'sicha he should be sach. If the kohen is going to use the truma in the wrong fashion, he's mevatel the mitzvasoy of the truma. So now the Rambam quotes a din: if a zar eats the truma that was oimed lemitzvasa of eating, and he eats it, or if the zar will be shoyseh yayin shel truma, whether it was oimed lemitzvasa, the kohen should have done shtia on the wine, and the zar does it, or if it's shemen shel truma that the oimed lemitzvasa was sicha, and then the zar is going to do it, so he's mevatel lemitzvasa. So that's the din that the zar pays kerem chaimish. And Achanami is not like it. You don't say sicha kishtia that is over on the iser achila. The pasuk only has an iser achila by the zar and the tamei and the oral. But when you get to the zar being chayv kerem chaimish, that depends on the bitl mitzvasa. It's interesting, there is such a, there's a gemara in the end of Yuma where the gemara talks about achila gasa. The last paragraph in Yuma, the gemara says, if one eats achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're not chayv, because the pasuk says, v'nismas nafshe seichem. If you eat food, that's mevatel le'inui. But if the guy's ready to platz, he ate so much on Erev Yom Kippur, he's ready to platz. Then he eats some more, leil Yom Kippur, it's an achila gasa, so that's not a bit lovey nisa. That's how the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, and if zar she'ochal truma b'shoigig is chayv kerem chaimish, what if the zar will eat the truma achila gasa? So the Gemara says he won't be chayv kerem chaimish. Why? Because ish ke'ochal prat lamazik. If he eats an achila gasa, that's like being mazik the truma, that's not called achila. So Tosis assumes on that Gemara in Tosis, in Psachim and other Masechtos, Tosis assumes that it's not a separate din by Yom Kippur and a separate din by Truma. It's a din called the Tarkula, that achila gasa lav shma achila. So Tosis has the kasha from the Gemara in Nozir. The Gemara talks about two people ate the Korban Pesach. One person ate achila gasa, one person ate it normal. So he's yotze, he's not yotze. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Just because he ate achila gasa, he's not yotze. So the Gemara says, no, he's yotze lamahadrin. He's yotze shalai lamahadrin. So Tosis fek takasha, but don't you see from this Gemara, achila gasa is lav shma achila and kola Tarkula. The Taisa said two kinds of achila gasa. One achila gasa is ready to platz, so that's not called achila and kol atarakula. Now the achila gasa is not eating the korban pesach l'teyavim. If he was eating food, you're not supposed to eat on erev pesach. In order that you shouldn't eat the korban pesach achila gasa. What do you mean? He's going to stuff himself on erev pesach, and he's going to eat the korban pesach. Well, pesach is going to be kotz b'machola. It's not going to be kotz. He won't be eating it l'teyovah. He won't be eating the korban pesach l'teyovah. But it's not going to be an achila gasa. So that's what Tosis says, two kinds of achila gasa. So Tosis claims that even though the Gemara only has a separate drosha by Yom Kippur for achila gasa and a separate pasuk by Truma, Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shogeg, Tosis says it's really a universal din. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Rambam, you get the impression, according to the Rambam, never writes that it's a din and call it achila gasa l'av shma achila. The Rambam only quotes it by Yom Kippur. He only quotes it by Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shogeg. So the Rav gave a whole hesbon. Basically, the Keren Ora has the whole hesbon. In Nozir, on Daf Chav Gimel, where that Gemara is about Kishar Dachei Hashem Tzadikim Yochavam Afoshim Mikosh Levam Moshem L'Shnei Ben Yolim Shetzol L'Pischeyem. The same derech. Kishar Dachei Hashem. It's exactly the same derech. The Tzadik and the Rosh are both going the same derech. And Tzadikim Yochavam Afoshim Mikosh Levam. The Tzadik eats the Korban Pesach. The Teyoven, and the Rosh eats Achila Gasa. So on that Gemara, where Tosis raises the issue again, Achila Gasa and Kol Tarkula, so the Keren Ora writes, he gets the impression also from the Rambam that the Rambam holds it's only a din on Yom Kippur, it's only a din by Truma. A din on Yom Kippur, that's easy to understand. The Gemara says it's based on the Pasuk, the Inisem. So it's only a violation, it's only a bitla mitzvah, the Inisem, if the fellow is hungry and he's eating it to break his hunger. But if he ate so much, he's ready to platz and he eats some more, so that eating is not breaking his fast. He's not hungry bichlal, he ate it achila gasa. That we understand why Yom Kippur may be different from Kol HaTarakula. Why should Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shogeg be different? That if he eats Kol HaTarakula achila gasa, shma achila. He swallows food, that's right, achila goes down his throat. So even though he's cuts b'macholo, he's ready to throw it up. But in Kol HaTarakula, it's called Achila. Chutz mi Yom Kippur, we understand it. Chutz mi Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shogeg. So that's why the Keren Ora is Masver, Rav Soloveitchik said the same Hesda. That by the Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shogeg, the Chiyuv to pay is because the Bitl Mitzvasa, because the Truma is really Oimed L'Achila, or L'Shtiya, or L'Sicha by a Kohen. That's how the Rambam formulates the principle based on the Mishnayos and Trumas, that every piece of Truma is Oimed L'Mitzvasa, what you're supposed to do with it. So if a zar is mevatlet mitzvah, so he eats the truma that the kohen should have eaten, or he drinks the truma that the kohen should have drank, He is soch the truma that the kohen should have been soch. So the bitl mitzvasai is what's mechayev desire to pay kerem chanish. So the kiyum mitzvasai of the kohen is only to eat the truma in a normal fashion. The Gemara says l'mashcha l'gedula k'dach sham lochem oichlam. The kohanim is supposed to eat the truma in a normal fashion. So if the kohen will eat the truma achila gasa, the stomach of the kohen will not be yotze the mitzvah. Achila's truma is supposed to be k'dach sham lochem oichlam in a b'kabedik fashion. So once you assume like that, that if the kohen eats the truma, just like if the kohen will use the shemen shal truma, he'll drink the shemen, or he'll use the yayin shal truma to be soch. So the Rambam quotes from the Mishnah is that's bitul mitzvah. So the kohen has to use shemen for sicha, and he has to use yayin for shtiyah. He has to use oichel for oichel. He shouldn't use it for other purposes. So too, the kohen is supposed to eat the truma, not achila gasa, normal fashion. So if the tzar will eat the truma achila gasa, that's not called bitul mitzvah. Because if the kohen would have eaten an achil gasa, that would not have been mitzvasai. So this doesn't constitute a bitl mitzvasai. If the tzar is going to eat it, achil gasa. There is such a gemara like that. There's a famous gemara in Krisis, Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, and gemara has a brisa. A kohen has shemen shal truma, and he smears his body full of the shemen shal truma. Kohen had a daughter who married a non-kohen, and he has a grandchild who's a tzar. So the gemara quotes a brisa, kohen soch shemen shal truma on his body. And a gym, imagine all smeared up with the shemesh al truma, and then he takes his grandchild and he starts rolling the baby on his chest, and the baby gets all smeared with the shemesh al truma. So the Gemara says that should be a violation of zar soch the shemesh al truma. You're not allowed to take shemesh al truma and smear it on a zar. So the Gemara says it's mutar lechatchila to do it. Why? Because the isa for the zar, umesa bo ki yichalalu, if the zar eats truma, is misa b'dei shamayim. So the Gemara says, "Emesi b'ki yichalu prat luzush emuchul la'ales." The only time there's an iser for a zar to eat truma, to be soch shemesh al truma, is if it constitutes a bitl mitzvah. But here the kohen was already mekayim the mitzvah. He took the shemesh al truma, shmir it on his body. Shem mekayim given the mitzvah. So what do I care if a zar is going to take his grandchild, or any other baby for that matter, take a goy, it doesn't make a difference. He'll roll the baby on his chest, and the baby will get all rolled up with the shemesh al truma. So that's not a violation of soch shemesh al truma on a zar, because the kohen was mekayim the mitzvah. So that's what Abalvala claims. He says, if you look in the Rambam seems to hold the drosh of sicha kishtir is the drosh of gemura deraisa, but it's not been a gear to the lavim. He never quotes it by the lavim of zara ora latomi. He only quotes it by the chiyat chaymish. Because there's a bitl mitzvah inyan over here. And that's the whole inyan of the zar paying kerem chaymish. If he's mevatel the mitzvah of the truma, there is a problem over here. The Mishnah says echad truma tara vechad truma tameya. So truma tameya, there is no mitzvah to eat the truma. So why should I say that a zar shachal truma tameya is chayiv kerem v'chaimish? What are you supposed to do with the truma tameya? You're supposed to burn it. So l'chored, how can you say there's a bitl mitzvah? That's a problem. There is a Gemara like that in Chulan, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. The Gemara has a whole sugya towards the end of Kol Abasa. There's a machlokes hatanaim whether you subscribe to the rule of Eini Sechalalis. We pass in Eini Sechalalis with three exceptions to the rule. It's Eini Sebasachas, or Eini Sekolal, or Eini Semaisa. But otherwise, we basically hold Eini Sechalalis. So the Gemara says there, it's a big machlokes hatanaim and a machlokes hamaron. So the Gemara quotes a din. That a kohen tomei who eats truma is nisa b'dei shamayim, but if the kohen tomei eats truma tameya, then the Gemara says there's no nisa b'dei shamayim. Shmuel, Gemara is asking a stira. The Shmuel seems to hold isa chal al isa and kol ha-terakula. He holds like the tanaim. We don't pass them like that. Shmuel be'er kuchi gimel on the base and kol ha-bos. It seems to hold isa chal al isa and kol ha-terakula. And here he says that koyin tomei she'och al truma tmeyo, there's no misa b'dei shamayim. So the Gemara thought, why is there no misa b'dei shamayim? So the Gemara thought that pshat probably means if the truma became tomei, what's the din if a koyin eats truma tmeyo? So there's no misa b'dei shamayim. If a koyin tohar eats truma tmeyo, there's an iser essay, there's not misa b'dei shamayim. If a koyin tomei eats truma, then there's misa b'dei shamayim. So what if the koyin tomei eats truma tmeyo? Should there be misa b'dei shamayim? So the Gemara says it depends what came first. If the truma became tameya first, and then the kohen became tamei second, so ein isa chal al isa. The first was chal de yisr, it became truma tameh, so no one's allowed to eat it. Kohanim are not permitted to eat truma tameh. But I'm not, there is no misa v'dei shemayim. Then the kohen became tameh. After the truma became tameh first, so then the Gemara says, ein yisr chal al yisr. So the Gemara thought that that's the basis of Shmuel's din. Shmuel says, kohen tameh, she'ochal truma tameh, is no misa v'dei shemayim. So the Gemara thought, it's because he holds ein yisr chal al yisr. And we're talking chochmas kin, we're talking in that specific case, that first the truma became nitmeis, and then the kohen became tameh afterwards. And Gemara says, no, it contradicts Shmuel's general shita. Shmuel seems to hold explicitly in Kol HaTarkula that yes, Issa is Chalal Issa. So Gemara gives two terutzim, and basically, not stam two terutzim, two different ways to understand the din of Shmuel. So one answer that Gemara gives is, this is an exception to the rule. That pasuk, Gemesa Boki Yichalalu, if a kohen tameh eats truma tahira, it's a v'dei shemayim, Mesa Boki Yichalalu, Prat Lazush and Mechulal Lazamedis, this is Exeris HaKasim, that over here it's an exception to the rule, that here we say Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr. We call it Tarakul Shmuel holds Yisr Chalal Yisr, and this is an exception to the rule that you say Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr. So according to that version of the Gemara, the din of Shmuel, that a kohen tameh, she'ochal truma tameh, will not be chay Mesa v'dei shemayim, is only if it was in that order. First the truma became nitmeis, and then the kohen became nitma afterwards, and then it's Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr, and the second Yisr can be superimposed on the first Yisr. Then the Gemara says, V'boi same a different answer. No! That the din of Shmuel has nothing. It doesn't matter who became Tommy first. Whether the Kohen became Tommy first or the Truma became Tommy first. It's not at all based on Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr. Shani Hosam, it's a Gzeres HaKosim. Not a Gzeres HaKosim that here I say Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr. It's a different din. V'meisa Boki Yichalu, Prat Lezush and Mechudal Lezvamedis. That the only time there is a din that a Kohen Tommy is Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating Truma, is if he's mevatel the mitzvah of the truma. But if the truma is tveya anyway, it doesn't matter whether the truma became tummy before or after the kohen became tummy, there wouldn't be any misa b'dei shemayim. So you see from the Gemara that by truma tmeya, you say prat lezusha mechulalas ve'amedes. So if a zar, and the Gemara said there increases dav zainam and aleph, the kohen shmir shemesh al truma on his body, uben bito misagel, and he takes his grandchild, and he can roll the baby on his chest, and there's no issur of shmiring the zar with the shemesh al truma, because the whole lav, the Gemara uses the same phrase in the pasuk. Meisa bo kiyichalu, when you get to kohen tomi shochal truma, meisa bo kiyichalu, and when you get to zar shochal truma. So the Gemara says in both cases, prat lezush and mechulavus v'omedus. If ben kovako, if the truma has already been this kaima mitzvah, so the kohen shmir it on his body, or if the truma is tmeya, so it's prat lezu shem mechulal lezamer, it's a prat lezu that the kohen was ready yotze the mitzvah. And the Gemara says that truma tameya is considered, you can't say ki chalalu, when you eat truma tameya, you're not being mechalal, it's mechulal lezamer. So if a zar should eat truma tameya, there really shouldn't be any misa b'dei shamayim. So that's a question. How can you say that a zar she'ochal truma tameya b'shoigeg is chayiv kerem v'chomesh? Don't we have a rule, or don't say don't we have a rule, do we have a rule that is totally zeh b'zeh? There are two dinim. A zar she'ochal truma is misa b'dei shemayim if he eats it b'mezid, and a zar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg has to give kerem v'chomesh. So is there a connection between the two? The zar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg pays kerem v'chomesh, isn't that as a kapara having violated an aver she'esh b'm misa b'dei shemayim? So if you say but a kohen tomei she'ochal truma tameya is not misa b'dei shemayim, because truma tameya is mechulal lezvamedes. So it can't apply u'meisa bo ki yichalu prat lezu she'mechulal lezvamedes. That's the Gemara chulin kuf yud gimel. So the same should be by the zar. The Gemara says in Krisis Dav Zayin, Bambito Yisrael, he can take his grandchild Yisrael, shmir him, why? Because the zar is only over on the yisr if he's mechalal the truma. The truma is not mechulal because it's already shmir on the kohen. So if the truma would be truma tamei, is also not mechala. You're not being mechala. It's mechula v'yomei. So l'chora, the zar she'ochal truma tamei should not be misa b'dei shamayim. So why does the Mishnah say that he's chayv to pay kerem chemish? Isn't there a connection between the two? Maybe there is no connection. Huh? Should be mutter. Okay, should be mutter. Okay. It's not me, you're supposed to use it la'asika tachas tafshilo. It's not me, you're supposed to give it to the kohen that he should use it for something. That's how Rashi quoted the din. The Shmeres Trumos, the Bishtei Trumos, Akasimata, Brachas Trumatoi, Brachas Trumatomeo, that the coin can even use the Trumatomeo. So the Stami is not supposed to do it, but it shouldn't be. but it shouldn't be an iser. It shouldn't be the iser of nisa b'day shemayim. So is there a connection between the nisa b'day shemayim and the chayim b'shanan? So the Mishlam Melech has a little sefer that's called Derech Mitzvah Secho on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's printed at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs. They printed the whole sefer. So he has different sections. One section in this of what are the differences between the Rambam and the Ramban in Minyan HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Sesi, Mitzvah Slo Sesi, and what, how does the Chinuch have to say, and what does the Bahag have to say? Different things he talks about. He roams around miscellaneous. The whole sefer is miscellaneous. Okay, it's interesting. If you know all the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's interesting to read the Derech Mitzvah Secho. So he has one piece at the end of the third, there are four halakim. At the end of the third chalak, he has one paragraph where he's bothered with a kasha along the lines of this kasha. He quotes Agamar Shabbos on Daf Samach Ches, Samach Tes, there's Machlek Rabbi Yechanan Meish Lokish. A person is Machal Shabbos B'Nezid is Kores. A person Machal Shabbos B'Shoigig is Chayiv Chatos. That's the definition of the mitzvah of Korban Chatos. Kol Shezana Kores is Shigigosa Chatos. If you did an Aver B'Shoigig, which, if one would have done that Aver B'Mezid, would have been Chayiv Kores, if you do the Aver B'Shoigig, then you Chayiv Chatos. So there's a Machlek Rabbi Yechanan Meish Lokish. What's the definition of mezid and what's the definition of shogeg? Let's say the fellow knows that you're not allowed to be mechal shabbos. He's at bala, b'shogeg b'koris. He's selective. He doesn't mess around with the chamuris. Whatever have koris and misid bezna, he's not going to violate. Baloshin hara, that doesn't bother him. Shatnas, machal sasuit, keva b'dam, that's koris. That he's not going to be. Very selective. So let's say if the guy would have known that Shabbos has an Isid curse, he wouldn't have been Mechal Shabbos. But he didn't know. He thought it's only a lav. So what's it been? Hizid Balab, Ishogat Bikoris. Is Mechal Shabbos been Mezid, knowing quite well that it's prohibited to do a Malach on Shabbos, but he didn't realize that it's such an Isid Chomer. So is that called the Shoigeg? So Yechayib Chatos, is that called the Mezid? So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that's called the Shoigeg. Machlek Sabbi Yechanan Mishlok, we pass from that. Hizid Balab, Ishogat Bikoris is called Shoigeg and Yechayib Chatos. So then the Gemara raises a question. What, on Samach Tes on the base, what would you say by Zar Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg? He knew that it's forbidden for the Zar to eat Truma, but he didn't know that there's Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Is that called B'Shoigeg? So it's Chayiv Keren B'Chaymish? Or is that called B'Mezid? There's only Chayiv Keren, and there are other differences between Shoigeg and Mezid. That if you eat, if the Tzar eats Truma B'Mezid, he doesn't have to Tashlumen on Nasan Truma. He can make out a check to pay for he stole the other guy's Truma. So he has to pay, it belongs to the Ganim. But you don't have to give a double Haroi Liyas Kodesh, that's only if you ate it B'Shoigeg. And Chaimish is only if it's B'Shoigeg, not B'Mezid, fine. And Mechila, the Kohen has the ability to be Moichel, that's a Rabbi Kadega quotes on Lamed Beis of Manal. Kohen has the ability to be Moichel when a Tzar ate the Truma B'Mezid. It's a tashlumen like a gazlan. It's a nizikin digadin, it's a chayshim mishpat digadin. But if the zareh to truma b'shoigeg has to give a dover rightly as kaidish, then the Mishnah says the kain ain't yochlin. It can't be meichel over there. Taisa says it can't be meichel because it's a kapar. Whatever the hezbir is. That's what Taisa says. The hezbir is because of kapar. So there are differences between b'shoigeg and amazin. So the Gemara raises this shayla. What would Rabbi Yechanan say by zar shochal truma? The mezid hizibala v'shogeg v'misa b'day shaman. What would he say? So this machlokes abai b'Rava, and Rava says it's exactly the same machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Meish Lokish by Shabbos hizibala v'shogeg b'koris. The same machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Meish Lokish would apply here hizibala v'shogeg v'misa, because, and then he says the lashon chaimish is to misa b'day shamayim what chatas is to koris. If one violates an Isa Koris B'Shoigeg, you gotta bring a Chatos. If one violates a Misa B'Dei Shamayim, not every single Misa B'Dei Shamayim, but this one, a Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg, the reason why Yechayiv Chaimish is because you need a Kapara for having violated the Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So if you violated the B'Shoigeg, then you give the Chaimish. Violated the Mezid, lo sagi like the Kapara. So that's what Rava says. Chaimish is to Misa B'Dei Shamayim, what Chatos is to Koris. So it's exactly the same machlek as Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, and we pass like Rabbi Yechon. So the Mishlam Melech is Me'orer Eshayla. He's asking on a different din. He has a diuk from a Rambam. He has a mashmos and a Rambam. Let's say there's a woman who's a kohenet, so she's permitted to eat truma. Then the woman becomes a nivalo l'pasolo. A nochri is ma'anis the woman. So she becomes a halola. A nivalo l'pasolo p'solo, she becomes a halola. So from the Rambam there's a mashmos, but basically she's a bas kohen. But she becomes a halal, she's not allowed to eat truma. So from the Rambam it would appear that even though she's not allowed to eat truma, there's a law, but there's no misa b'day shemayim. If she's going to eat truma, there won't be misa b'day shemayim, because basically she is the two kinds of halola. If a father, a kohen, marries a grusha, so all the children are halolim, that's a halola, a cholol halola. Cholol means empty, vacuum, empty. Means emptied out from kedushas kunin. So a kohen who's a cholol, his father married a kohen, marries a grusha, so the son is allowed to be metamei lemeisim. The son is already permitted to marry a grusha. The son is emptied out from kedushas kunin. Or a daughter, son or a daughter, empty kedushas kunin, no kedushas kunin. But here we're talking, the girl was a kohen, she was allowed to eat truma. Then she was nivel l'pasla. That's a different brand of halal, a different kind of halal. So from the Mishnah Melech, his Medayik, from my Rambam, in such a case, there wouldn't be any Misa B'day Shemayim. So he says, if there's no Misa B'day Shemayim, so then there shouldn't be any Chaimish. If she's going to eat truma, because Rava said, Chaimish is to Misa B'day Shemayim, as Chatas is to Kores. So whenever there's no Misa B'day Shemayim, so there shouldn't be any Chaimish. So he says, Apele, there's a sugya in Krisis on Dapei, where the Gemara says there's a machlekes hatanoim in that case. The Gemara doesn't really have, there's a Mishnah that says that she doesn't pay chaymish. And the Mishnah doesn't quote any machlekes hatanoim. So the Mishnah Melech says, I'll tell you why there's no chaymish, because the Rambam says there's no misa b'day shemayim. Whenever there's no misa b'day shemayim, so of course there's no chaymish. The Gemara gives a different reason why there's no chaymish. Because the din of chaymish is only if the person is called zar le'yechol kodesh, Azar, and it's a machlokes Reb Yudah and Ramei whether you require Zar etzlam eikor. You have to be Azar mitchila beyatzof. So since for years and years the girl was not Azar, so just because now she became nivel l'pasala, that's a machlokes hatanim. Can you call her Azar? Do you need Zar mitchila beyatzof or Zar now? So the Mishnah Melech says a pela on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara check for the Mishnah? The Mishnah is good l'chala days. Whenever there's no misim b'day shemayim, so there shouldn't be any chaymish. The same time I had on a Ravid. The Ravid has Rabbi Loim Pecharusa with the Balamor, so he has Hasogas on the Balamor. It's called Kosav Shom. Every paragraph begins Kosav Shom. It says in the Sefer Amor, and he quotes a line, and then he disagrees. Either he disagrees, or when he agrees, he says he stole it from me. It was my Kiddush. He wrote it in his name. Gonapul Meiti. He writes that a lot. And then a lot of time, usually he disagrees with what the Balamor says. So we have, years ago, they printed the manuscript of the Kosav Shom on all of Shas that conks out in the middle of Chulun. So we don't have, from the manuscript, we don't have. But they have, there's a Sefer, Kafta Baferach, written by one of the Rishonim, who quotes this passage, this part of the Kosav Shom was known before they printed the Ksav Yad that was missing. So the Rabbin, in the end of Chulin, writes a Chiddush, that Men HaTorah, you only mukhiv to be mafresh, chumas and mice, it's only adog and tirish v'yitzer, not like the Rambam, it goes like Rashi and Tosis, only reishis b'yonach ha-tirosh v'yitzerecho, only adog and tirish v'yitzer, but if a person will want to volunteer to be marfish on potatoes and tomatoes and oranges and apples, it'll be chal min ha-Torah. And if he's marfish truma, what will it din be? So he says, I don't think the zar will be chay misiv deshmai, because this was a voluntary truma. It won't be misiv deshmai. But I think if the zar will eat it, it'll be chayv kerem chayish. So the same tella, how can it be? The Mishnah Melech quoted the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samach Tes that chay mishis to misiv deshmaiim. What the chatas is to chorus. How can it be that there's chaimish in a case when there's no misa b'day shemayim? What's going on here by the Chumat Tameyo and the Mishnah Melech's kasha by the Chalolish and the Schalolo and by the Ravid? So I think maybe you have to say a chidish. The question is, and maybe that it's dead wrong. What's the din by chorus? You're chayef to bring a chatos if you violate the options of chorus. Let's say dam. The Rambam says there's dam. Sometimes dam is chorus, sometimes no chorus. What if I'll eat the dam that has no kores? You won't be chayv achatos. That's what I always thought. If you eat dam that you're not chayv kores, so you're not chayv chatos b'shoydei. But it could be that it's not correct, because there's the midrashim say in many places that the Bezen Shalmaila doesn't punish a person unless he does the aver after the age of 20. So the Chacham Tzvi makes fun of that. He said that's ridiculous. That's impossible. There's enough in the Gemara in Yevamos that a child right after bar mitzvah does an avera sheyesh b'koris b'shoygeg, he's chayv chatos. How can he be chayv chatos if he's not chayv koris? If you say koris is bezen shalmaila, bezen shalmaila only punishes you after the age of 20. So how can it be that this chatos? And maybe the teretz is that you don't require that in my particular case there should be koris. If the lav that you violate is a lav sheyesh b'koris, or if the lav that you violate is a lav sheyesh b'misa v'day shamayim, even if in your particular instance there is no koris, there is no misa b'day shamayim, maybe that's enough to be chayiv achatos. You have to check two shots. Okay, we need someone to check two shots. Okay, I see. It's time to doubt. Okay, that would fire for the kasha by the tshuma tmei, but we have to check it out to see if it's correct. That's a wild suggestion. Okay.
Sure.